We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Welcome to Three's Us. I'm Daniel, that's Sandy, this is Mason. And I wanted to really get to share this with you guys because I think it's really funny. I was watching a video and the guy mentions pi and he's like, you know, 3.1415, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And for some reason it got me thinking.
Strawberry, yeah.
If I'm ever on a like reality TV show or on a bad date, probably not on a bad date, but I really want to just be like, I can recite pi to 100 and then just start saying random numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to check that?
How many numbers do you know off the top of your head, Daniel? Like in real life, not 100.
I think 3.1415.
I think 9 is the next one. Yeah.
It's 9.
Yeah.
6969669.
Okay, yeah. And they're like, wow, isn't it crazy how it just alternates between 6 and 9 forever?
Daniel, can you go any further than Daniel?
No, okay, so 3.14159, is it like 8-6?
2-6 are the next two, I think.
I thought it was 8-6.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to school us, Mason.
Yeah, my brother, who's like a math guy, knows like so many digits of pi.
I think that's the funny thing is, I've had that thought a couple of times. I don't remember what it was in reference to recently. I think somebody was like spouting off like scientific facts or something where like me and whoever else was listening like could not possibly question it, so we were like, oh yeah, you could just say random fucking bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
I think Mason could just like basically like do like essentially gibberish in Mandarin, and Daniel now would be like, all right,
gibberish in a language you actually know is very hard though.
Right. Or if you just like you like purposefully,
but you'd believe me though,
right? Or if you purposely mistranslated something to us as like a joke, we'd be like, okay.
Or if I wrote out a word with like that looks like a character but it's complete nonsense, like you'd believe it. Or you could do this with like movie plots.
Oh yeah.
Like, so no one's seen it and you're like, oh yeah,
it's a random
like things. Yeah, I'd be like, oh yeah. And then like the guy brings out his like pet tiger and him, the pet tiger, like kiss on the mouth. Like,
yeah,
a lot of like, tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to see how far I could get before people are like, that's, you're making that up.
Yeah. Be like, Mason, that's a Disney Channel original movie. What are you talking about? They don't do that.
You're describing Smart House.
Smart House. Yeah. Anyway, before we get further too, I wanted to give a shout out to Isabel.
Hi, Isabel.
Shout out, Isabel. You're a shout out of the week. Up? We love our listeners.
This is Isabel Dingus.
Ooh,
Dingus. So
what's up, Dingus?
Isabel wanted to go on the record for this. It starts very matter of fact, it's just hi Three's Us, period.
Whoa.
Thanks for shouting.
It is with a heavy heart that I inform you.
You have not been accepted to Yale.
Yeah, yeah. They say, thanks for shouting out my Spotify Wrapped, but I realized that not only you guys see that I'm crazy, but all other people who listen do too. she had 38,000 minutes on her Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So she says, so I feel the need to explain why I listened for 38,000 minutes. I have OCD and I enjoy repetition, so listening to your pod is stabilizing for me.
Oh, great. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like we're excited to be that for you. Yeah. And then also she has a question though, or a demand. Also, please tell us why Mason's mom is also Daniel's mom. You always reference it but haven't told the story. Anyway, love you.
Oh really? That's so funny.
Yeah, that's so funny. I mean, because it's not
Isabel,
just the whole go ahead.
If you ever wanna, you know how like a last episode or a couple episodes ago or something, I did a threesis audit.
Yes.
Isabel, because you've listened so much, you are also welcome to write in and do a threesis audit. And
I feel like we should send her a
certifies her
as a subject matter expert on
threesis. Oh, that'd be fucking awesome. Yeah, if you feel like giving us a mail address, I'll make you a certificate. Also, shout out to you, Isabel. I know you know this, but when we were like joking about how much you've listened, I definitely think it's awesome. And we were just kidding about how it's like deranged or something. Like, you're not deranged.
Yeah.
Also, as someone who has a lot of neurodivergent people in his life, I'm actually very delighted that we could be a part of your stabilizing factors. And we're very honored.
Yeah.
Made my day. Yeah. Mason, do you want to tell them the story about our mom, or shall I?
Okay.
Actually, I don't even know if we have the same story in mind.
I'll go first then. So we have a longstanding joke that my mom is also Daniel's mom. Mm-hmm. And it's because we used to sing in a professional a cappella group in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And one thing about me is that I am half Chinese and I'm very culturally Chinese, but I don't really, like, for lack of a better phrasing, I don't look Chinese.
You're very ethnically ambiguous.
Yeah, people always have, like, different ideas of what Mason is when they meet him,
Right, so when people see my mom and they see me, they do not, like, intuitively think we're related even. But Daniel does look Asian.
Because he just is full Asian.
Literally Chinese.
Yeah. Daniel, isn't it true that, like, Korean people even guess that you are Chinese? We were in the Dominican Republic doing an a cappella show, and my mom was visiting. And she was watching in the audience for one of our shows. And, one of the, like, white ladies on vacation after the show came up to Daniel, specifically Daniel.
We're doing the meet and greet after the show.
And then she was like, Daniel, your mom is so proud of you. Referring to my mom.
And, like, at first I had no idea what she was saying. I was like, what? Like, how do you, like, know
my mom? What are you talking about?
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the best part is I was like, no, she's not my mom. She's his mom. And I was pointing to Mason.
To the rest of the group, but referring to me.
Yeah, but we're all in a line. And so the person right next to me was, like, a 6'3" white
guy.
Very
white looking guy.
And so, like, she looks at all of us. She's like, your mom is so proud to the white guy. It was really funny.
To the white guy. Basically, she thought, look, I'm probably getting pranked here. If that's not Daniel's mom, it could be anyone's mom.
Yeah, totally. That's so great. And then basically, like, it got to the point. Well, obviously, like, your mom. So I think you started, I think even to Mason's mom's, like, face, you call, you say, like, hi, mom.
Yeah, and she calls me second son.
She likes the joke.
Yeah, she calls me, she says, like, where's my son? Because also, we told my mom about this immediately, and she thought it was, like, the funniest thing she'd ever heard in her life. So she was.
Which it is.
I will say, shortly after that, like, because they had this camaraderie now of being mother and son. We were, like, FaceTiming her after she had gone home, and I handed the phone over to Daniel because, like, I had to go to the bathroom or something. So he just struck up a conversation with my mom on FaceTime. And when I came out of the bathroom, they were holding packets of ramen on each end of their fucking, like, phone FaceTime, call. And they were telling each other which ones they like. And like, I was like, dude, you guys are like, are you making a racist joke about Chinese people? Like, they're, like, coming out and they're doing, like, the most Asian, like, thing I could. They were doing what, like, racist white people think Asians do on FaceTime.
You always hate when, like, you accidentally fulfill a stereotype like that. I mean, like, similarly, I always feel like I have to be like, you know, it is a pretty common stereotype in many cultures, but specifically, I guess, Mexican culture, that families are very large. My dad is one of eight, and I have, like, 200 second cousins on my dad's side. And I'm like,
yeah, that's a lot of cousins.
That's just how it be, I guess.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Well,
shout out to you, Isabel. I hope that clears up some of your confusion as to, I actually have a very poor compass for which bits we do that we've discussed on the podcast and which bits we do because we're just idiots.
I usually, especially as the one who is not Asian out of the three of us, I definitely make an active effort to try and, like, give some sort of context for people who might have somehow started listening right now. And in case there's, like, because, like, you know, you guys make, I wouldn't say you make, like, Asian jokes. You just make, like, jokes about how you are Asian, like how Daniel is Chinese and all that kind of stuff.
In Asia, they're just called jokes, Danny. Oh.
Sorry. Damn it. But I just mean, like,
sorry,
like,
I just had to.
Yeah.
That implies also that all Asian people only joke about being Asian. When obviously, like, in their country, it is not even a little noteworthy that they are Asian.
Right. Sorry. Of course, you know, I meant, like, jokes about being Asian, right? Daniel being Chinese or whatever. I oftentimes will have to be, like, in my own head, I'm like, okay, by the way, everyone, Daniel's Korean, and this is why this is funny. And
These are just voices, so you can't tell.
Like, if none of you, like, because we also are just cartoon images on, or, like, cartoon depictions on the thumbnail.
The closest thing we look to it was Jesus in our
So like there's really, a world though, where but... I could see like people thinking that it's just three white dudes making jokes about being Asian. So I'm like, anyway,
Jesus lived a long time ago. Isn't that right, Mason?
That's right. Yeah, we're transitioning into my opening segment, I guess. Here, I really struggled with what to name this. I also thought of this like two nights ago, or like midnight. And
I can tell you struggle with the name Mason. Yeah, it's
has
called,
to do with like time scales that blew my mind. I was like, how can I? So I just wrote down WTF, but then I realized the T stood for time scale. So then it was like, what time scale fuck, which doesn't make sense. But then I just abbreviated to time scale fuck. But then I realized as I was telling you about it, that this is basically just how old am I, but a specific kind of how old am I. So let's reformat it as how old am I? And then I'll go into it. So, guys, how old do you think grass is?
Oh, God.
Wait, what? Oh, my gosh.
Grass, like in the sense that we know it, like in front of
no,
lawns,
like the very like... first grass.
Oh, Jesus.
To ever exist on planet Earth.
I feel like it must be during dinosaur times, right? Is that the first times? First times is dinosaur times, right?
Danny, I need you to submit a guess first.
So my thought is that the time scale fuck thing might go in either direction. So Daniel's going to go. It's like prehistoric. I'm going to go grass like started like 10,000 years ago, you know, like,
grass is 55 million years old, which is a long time. However, what I want you to consider is that dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago. Did you know that dinosaurs are older than grass and went extinct before grass existed?
Wow.
What? Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That's what blew my dick off a couple
those
days ago.
Dinosaurs. Yeah. What did they have in front of their
houses? So when you picture dinosaurs roaming the earth, you should picture a world that does not have any grass in it because it didn't exist yet.
But there's still like trees and plants and stuff, I'm sure.
Trees are super old. Trees are older than dinosaurs, but like there's a lot. I believe most dinosaurs are also older than flowers. I believe that dinosaurs ranged from 240 something ish million years ago all the way to 65 million years ago, which is a really, really long time. Like that's like 200 million years of just like dominance, baby, just on top of the just running the scoreboard up, you know, because humans have only been around for like 100,000 years, I think. So anyway, isn't that crazy? Dinosaurs are older than grass and dinosaurs. Most dinosaurs are older than flowers. And speaking of dinosaurs,
did you know the answer to this question? Yeah.
Do you know that the time gap between us and Tyrannosaurus Rex is smaller than Tyrannosaurus Rex and Stegosaurus?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So like Land Before Time's a lie. And then also
lie.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have grass in there too.
Yeah.
When you go to like a museum of natural history, like you don't notice the timeline they're talking about. You just notice that like Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus Rex are in the same like photo somewhere or picture.
Yeah.
And you don't realize that we're closer to Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's crazy.
Stegosaurus was.
I think there was one that was also, and correct me if this might be on your list, Mason, but I believe we are closer to Cleopatra than she is to the pyramids.
Yes, that is my next thing. Yeah. Is guess how old Cleopatra, like guess how, when Cleopatra was alive?
Like, she probably like 2000 BC. I don't know.
So she was alive in from like 70 to 60 something in that range BC.
Oh, okay,
she's like 20. She's like 2000 years older than us.
Right.
But the pyramids are 2500 BC. So they're 2500 years before her.
Right.
So the gap between us and Cleopatra is shorter than the gap between Cleopatra and the pyramids.
Yeah.
And like all of our fucking imagery of Cleopatra is like set against the pyramids.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's old as shit.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote.
Like we just kind of equate ancient Egypt, everything ancient Egypt together in the same way that we do for like, for example, dinosaurs. Right. We just put them all
together.
Ancient
Egypt lasted like 5,000 years. Nah, that's wrong. Some thousands of years.
I was waiting for Mason to say, like, believe it or not, Cleopatra was born in 1935.
Right.
We're like,
do you know that we are closer to Cleopatra than Cleopatra is to her daughter?
Oh, yeah. You mean like emotionally close? Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's they had a great. Bad relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was How Old Am I / Timescale Fuck.
Yeah, I love that.
It was really inspired just by like me really not expecting some facts.
Mm. Yeah, you know, speaking of Cleopatra in Egypt, that's a really hot place, right?
Yeah.
A typically, lot of the year, not like all the time.
But anyway, right? You know what else is hot?
Googling, is it always hot in Egypt?
Mm-hmm. This hot take time. That's what I'm going to...
Hot take time. Cool. Hot take
Let's
o'clock.
Hear it, Daniel. I'm ready to cancel you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Actually, I don't even know if this is actually a hot take.
Okay.
I just thought of it, and I thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the reason that I thought this, but I came to the epiphany that the best mean people are funny people.
Oh.
Like, the best bully is a funny one.
Oh, because they're able to
be
covert about their meanness?
No, No. I'm saying, like, if you want to be mean, if you're also funny, it's easier to be mean because funny people are like more creative on the spot.
Mm.
Oh, so,
like their cap of meanness is much higher. You know what I mean?
It also, it might,
I feel
yeah.
like the average person can just come up with like generic things to be mean. You know
it,
what I mean?
It might also be that the meanness is more tolerated by people consciously or subconsciously because it is funnier. Mm. Like they're like, oh, well, at least it was funny, though.
I think the issue, too, that makes it this super true, in my opinion, Daniel, is like comedy has a way of building camaraderie between the speakers and the listeners. So like. Mm-hmm. If I just say something mean about Danny, uh-huh. you're probably more likely to like take the perspective of Danny looking at me as an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
But if I make a killer joke that's really well done about how Danny sucks, you're actually more likely to adopt my perspective in ridiculing
Danny. Danny does suck.
Like, I feel like it's a really effective way to like win a crowd of people over such that their attention is like ridicule related toward a subject.
And even like speaking of stand-up comedians, they get like training to be mean through hecklers, you know? Like audience members that heckle them, like pretty much have an obligation to like make them regret heckling, you know?
Right. Yeah, I get that. I also think that like, I mean, this was especially true in our childhood in like the mid 2000s and shit, where guy comedians who are frankly just assholes who hate everything and think everything sucks was like so hot in Hollywood, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so I feel like there's a pretty strong bond in our culture. Maybe it's getting less, which is good, but like between, like a scathing, condescending asshole and being especially funny in people's eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I think a part of my realization was when I was like making fun of something that I thought was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just came to the realization, like, I can just point this at a person and that would be really mean and
but
really
still
effective
funny.
At being mean. You know? Yeah. It's like I have a superpower.
Oh man.
Yeah. Of hurting people's feelings.
Oh no.
Sometimes when little kids are like inadvertently funny, it's because they're being really fucking mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This kind of reminds me a little bit of this isn't exactly being mean because it's funny, but Danny and I are working on a video right now that like calls out a plagiarist, but like one of the main like points that we are going to make in the video is that plagiarists are systemically incentivized to be plagiarists. Yeah. Like it's a good strategy for them.
Yeah.
And I was trying to like rationalize that these plagiarists are not just like evil people trying to do evil. They're just like, I mean, in a sense, they're just doing the best they can to succeed in a system.
Yeah.
But like, Danny started laughing as I was making this point because like we were talking about, I'll just name him. His name's Brent Rivera. He sucks. And like,
I hate you, Brent.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was talking about how like people like Brent Rivera steal because it's literally like their best option if they want to come off as like creative and talented.
Yeah.
Because like if you need to come off as creative and talented to be successful and popular, but you just like don't have what it takes to generate that on your own, you should steal it. It's a good strategy, independent of morals or anything. Yeah. And like Danny just felt like it was like, I was trying to like essentially make a case from Brent Rivera's perspective, but Danny just started laughing because he was like, I think this is the meanest thing you could say.
Yeah. I mean, because it's in like, it's in the most Mason way possible too, where it's like very, it's like a well thought out way of saying it, but basically Mason's just saying like, oh, I would do this too if I wasn't talented.
Yeah.
Which is like a pretty hilarious, but it's also like, unfortunately, I think, yeah, like I don't personally view,
I sympathize with this piece of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, yeah.
It has to be like I sympathize with what he's doing, given that he doesn't care about morals, you know, like, but like if I didn't care about morals and I was like fundamentally uncreative and untalented, yeah, I would do this too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's, but Danny was like, holy shit, we've been like saying mean things about him cause we're mad at him.
Yeah.
But like this, the part where we're trying to rationalize him is actually meaner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean like, I think that's a pretty interesting, point of discussion that I have not really thought about before. Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, Mason and I will be releasing this video at some point. But also we released a video, yesterday as of when we were recording this, in which, Mason
our
and
transitions
I,
today.
Just... I know. Yeah. Mason and I were, well, so I was heavily inspired by, this duo named Hive Mind, who I've always really quite enjoyed, but, it's a very common thing lately to be kind of guessing,
Have they done like different band genres, like top 10 or something like that?
Yeah, or it's like
I think I've seen some of their videos.
Yeah, or like top 10 most famous people named George.
Oh.
And they just have to like go through and try and figure out. But they have a lot of like silly guesses and stuff like that. And I was like, this would be really fun for Mason and me to do. Obviously, I credited them, but like I also like we wanted to take it our own route anyway.
Yeah.
And it's also like they're not the only people who do these top 10 things. Like I feel like I've seen a ton of people be like, all right, guess the top 10 like animes as voted on by this whatever. Anyway, we did this and we were pretty shocked by some of the answers for some of these. And so even though Mason and I know the answers, Daniel, this is all about you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, because you have not seen that video. And so instead, we want to ask you, what are the top 10 best fast food restaurants according to Ranker.com?
Mm-hmm. Best fast food. I mean, obviously, McDonald's is going to be up there.
McDonald's
right?
is number Showing 7. Yes. Yeah.
This is weird, but Subway?
I thought that too. Okay, so I
don't they have more locations than McDonald's?
Yes, Subway has the most fast or most restaurant chains in the world.
But that's a matter of like building logistics more than it is about demand. In fact, Subways cannibalize each other's business all the time, and it's one of the worst chains to open as a franchisee. Mm.
Wow. Mm. The more you know. Yeah, because like I know that obviously with the Subway, for example, it's like you need so much less space and resources.
You don't need a kitchen.
Yeah, you don't need a kitchen because they just make the sandwich in front of you, and so it's a pretty long, skinny building usually, whereas McDonald's is usually like a big square.
It also makes it easier, like as a matter of legality, to like build the Subway, like to get it approved and operating legally is a lower bar,
and you don't need need a drive through, you don't need a lot of parking, you know, whatever.
You don't need good quality food. Yeah.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is on there. Taco Bell's number 6.
Okay,
so you have 7 and 6.
Are we lounging? Where's the lounge,
dude? No BK. Yeah. So Mason was confident that BK wasn't gonna be on there. Unfortunately, it is not in the top 10.
Ah,
no one likes it, dude.
Yeah,
I guess not. Arby's, we have the
I thought Arby's would be on there too. Arby's is number 12.
Wow,
it gets hard pretty fast, doesn't it, Daniel?
Yeah,
does just the way I like it.
My goodness. All right,
are there any like pizza chains on there?
No, I also asked this. It's great that you're asking all the same questions that we did. That's funny. Yeah, it's great.
I wonder if like for some reason the survey just didn't consider pizza as like a fast food item.
What about CJ's?
CJ's, Carl's Jr. No.
Slash Hardee's. Oh,
no Hardee's either. So pizza is on here, but not in the top 10. There's a Domino's is 18.
Okay, so they do count it. And
yeah,
no one
and
liked
Pizza
it.
Hut is 21. Wow. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Long John Silver.
No, I think I guess Long John Silver's too.
I don't
it's
think
great
fast food.
Yeah.
A&W.
I also guessed that. yeah. No, I know
so
A&W.
So far, Daniel has mimicked all our wrong answers.
I know, yeah. It's great. It's great.
There's no way this is on there, but Farmer Boys.
I don't even know what Farmer Boys is.
Okay, what? Cool.
Yeah. In-N-Out. In-N-Out is number three, yeah.
Okay, thank God.
That's what a burger's all about.
Dude, it is.
White Castle.
No, no.
What? Yeah. Oh, shoot.
So you have number three, number six, number seven, and that's it.
Ooh, Show Me Panda.
No Panda. I thought what that was going to be on there. Panda's number number 13 is Panda, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Panda Express for anyone who somehow doesn't know. Yeah.
Oh, Shake Shack.
No.
Oh,
So one of these we got by accident too, because I think like Mason was like, "Oh, I think we should try and deviate from burgers and fries." And I was like, "Oh, burgers, blah blah blah, burgers and fries."
Five Guys burgers and fries.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Five Guys number two.
What?
Number two. Yeah.
Wait, what was In-N-Out again?
In-N-Out's three.
Blasphemy.
I know, right?
Yeah. It is pretty like surprising.
This
it must be
joke.
Just because of a sample size thing.
It's
like
apparently
just people,
they've gained like a cult.
Five Guys
says,
fans.
Yeah, it says this burger chain has gained a cult following for its tasty burgers and fries.
Yeah, but cult following doesn't imply two in the whole.
I
like
know,
number
yeah.
two in the
and
entire
there
list,
are
right?
there are I think 15,000 votes on this too, so it's like a fairly substantial list. Or like
I
a,
know, but like what if I was like, oh, the second most popular movie of all time, and then I described it as having a cult following? You know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Sbarro.
Sbarro. No.
Chipotle.
Chipotle is number nine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So because I obviously think of it as like a mild rung up over like most fast food restaurants, but it is I guess still considered fast food. Yeah.
I would encourage you to think away from like burgers and fries now.
Yoshinoya.
No. Oh, that'd be sick. No Yoshinoya. You have one more burger place.
Mm-hmm.
You have the number one place is not a burger place. Mason and I were a little surprised. Number eight and number 10 are toughies. Oh. Number eight was the one we had the hardest time on. 10, Mason was fucking shocked that 10's on there.
I think you will be too.
Yeah.
Will the number one make me go like, oh, of course? Or
yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if we would
Starbucks?
Agree with it. No, not Starbucks.
No, it's closer to mainstream fast food.
Mm-hmm. It's got good food. It's just that like, yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
Fuck yeah. No, no.
Because you said it's got good
number
food,
one,
which made me think it was like
right.
Number one is a dubious chain to list as your favorite
for let's say what? For political reasons, just to give you that.
Like if you're like, oh, my favorite in the world is this. Some people are going to go
Chuck E. Cheese.
No. Oh my gosh, that would be. Yeah, I don't know if that's political.
I mean, that would be dubious.
Yeah, it would be. It is. So they are closed on Sunday. Cool. I'll give you that.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A is number one. Five Guys number two. In-N-Out number three. You still don't have number four. Number four is one that I think I've only
KFC.
Had. Close.
Oh, Popeyes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Is like Waffle House on there?
No, I guess Waffle House too.
Oh, IHOP?
No, those are more like sit downs.
I don't think these count as fast food.
Yeah,
they're sit down places.
So Popeyes number four. You've not guessed number five. Six is Taco Bell. Seven is McDonald's. Nine is Chipotle. Eight is the hard one. Eight you were closest with Starbucks.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess like other beverage. Dunkin'.
Even closer to Dunkin'.
Dunkin' is quite close, but not in the direction you just said.
Donut? Oh, Krispy Kreme?
Yeah. Krispy Kreme is number eight. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the I'll give you that the number 10 is not known for its food.
What?
Yeah.
Strip club.
Or its quality? Sorry if that's a hot take, but like I just think number 10 is just shocking.
Yeah.
Said Chuck E. Cheese.
not Chuck E. Cheese.
Not known
no.
for its food. So what is it known for? It's
still a consumable. It's not like it's not like
like its menu is a traditional fast food place. It's just like it emphasizes some.
I've only ever gone there for this thing that they're known
Sonic.
For.
Sonic.
Close.
No, you're in a neighborhood.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen.
Yep. He got it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
Dairy
really?
Queen.
Yeah.
No way.
DQ
I'm
10,
so
yeah.
upset because I thought Dairy Queen like really
but
early
you were just
on.
Like, there's literally
yeah,
no
there's
way.
No
yeah.
way.
Dairy Queen's
because
never
I
been.
Love Dairy Queen.
Oh, really?
The ones that I've been to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never had the food
I should
there,
probably go to one.
Yeah. And then only one left over is number five, which is a traditional burger place. You just haven't named it.
McDonald's In-N-Out.
They also have a signature frosty dessert.
I said Wendy's.
Oh, you did?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Wait, I didn't hear you say it.
Oh, you might have said it.
Oh, I said Arby's.
Okay,
I
yeah.
didn't say Wendy's.
Yeah,
okay,
Wendy's. Okay. Wendy's is number five, yeah.
Squarebird.
I think it's very funny to call it a frosty dessert because it's called the Frosty.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. I'm just reading the description it says on here. Yeah. So, yeah. So Chick-fil-A.
You know, Daniel,
yeah.
Number 10 has a very popular Blizzard dessert.
Yeah, yeah. Named after royalty and the thing you get from cows. Yeah, okay. So, number one Chick-fil-A, 2 Five Guys, 3 In-N-Out.
Manure Queen?
Manure Queen, yeah, yeah, yeah. In-N-Out Burger, Popeyes, Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Krispy Kreme, Chipotle, and Dairy Queen.
Wow. I feel like this list is a little bit fucked, but yeah. That's okay.
Yeah. It's more fun when it's like not obvious, you know. Like, yeah, I think there was a lot of good content when Mason and I were shocked about things like DQ.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts. But yeah, anyway, that's one of the videos that we did for Ranker. I might leave the other ones for later because also it would take way too long for us to go through all those right now.
Fun fact, I think Ranker is like already a word, but like a really negative one, like R-A-N-C-O-R.
Yeah, it is.
And so every time you say time you say rank it like by Ranker, like what? Like by like bitterness and resentment and decay.
Also
Ranker was like
Rancor is also R-A-N-C-O-R is also how you spell the like giant monster from Star Wars.
Oh
yeah.
The Rancor that eats Jango Fett.
Oh
is yeah. Or no, I think it's right. It might be Rancor. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I know. Yeah. Daniel, thank you for giving us brain.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. wait a minute. Yeah. That's the end of the Threeses episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Daniel, what do you have to say?
I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.
A-Town down. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop.